Guys, welcome back to the show, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Some good vibrations in the studio. Chidobere Anugolu alongside Samuel Victor Akpan on the first part of Football Frenzy. And of course, we're hoping you've been having fun. We're talking about targets for the new football season that's set to kick off in just about 12 days' time, where Brentford will take on Arsenal. That is the start of the Premier League season. Friday night football for you on August the 13th. We're being joined now by a friend of the house. David joins us on the broadcast. David, good to see you again. How have you been?
Good to see you as well, Sammy, and good to see the Ezemo of Sports.
Yeah, good to see you too, David.
The last time I was here, I think on air was December 26, 2019, Tottenham Brighton, I think so.
2019?
Well, last time I saw you, I think it was October 2019 as well. So it's a pleasure to be here, and it's a pleasure to sink my teeth into the exciting and amazing and busy world of sport.
Amazing to have you here again, David. Good to see you once again. But let's continue the conversation. Before the break, we're talking about targets for the football team. David, remind me, which football club side do you support?
I'm a big fan of Manchester United.
Manchester United. All right, let's talk about Manchester United next in terms of targets for the new football season. The Reds are marching on the Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Beautiful tune there from the Manchester United team. That's the Manchester United anthem. And what will be the target for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer this new season? He's brought in two dinky new signings in the fold and mold of Borussia Dortmund's England international. Now a Manchester United player, that's Jadon Sancho. And, of course, he's also brought in, it will be confirmed in the coming days, officially, Rafael Varane will be a Manchester United defender and player as well. And he's also looking to bring in so many players. Paul Pogba will be tied to a new contract. Wait to see how that one goes. But what should be the target now for Man United? They finished second behind the champions last season in the Premier League. That's Manchester City. Man United was second, 74 points from 38 games. And quite a lot of points within themselves, about 12 points between Man United and Manchester City. Got to the finals of the Europa League, where they lost to Villarreal of Spain on penalties. David De Gea, the guilty party on that occasion. They didn't get, not as expected in the FA Cup, as FA Cup run wasn't quite the best for Man United, and the Carabao Cup as well. And it was what it was for them. So no titles for Manchester United last season. Chidi, we're back with that question again. I'll get the thoughts of David as well on this one. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, if there's one manager in world football that has been talked about, castigated, criticized time and again, it has to be Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. But with the signings he's made and those that are expected to come, what should be that target for Ole?
I think more pressure on him. The more quality you get, the more pressure there is on you. You've got to say for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, I think. You know, he's gotten Sancho now. The United are very close to announcing Rafael Varane. So yes, he's got to find a way to manage the pressure. You know, I was talking about managers who are long-term managers who can build a team, and managers who are short-term managers who just want to come and, you know, get the job done. And, you know, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is a long-term manager. He wants to build something at Manchester United. But, you know, I don't know if he would be able to carry that pressure or maximize that pressure and get something. He needs to win a title. He's entering into his third season, I think, at Manchester United, and he needs to start winning something. He needs to start winning a title. At least win something next season, the coming season. He needs to win something.
Any title whatsoever.
Yeah, but he needs to win something good, because not any title, because he's got top players in that team. Pogba wants to win something with Manchester United. He's already won something under Jose Mourinho, but he wants to win something. He wants to go. Remember, United finished second, so they didn't perform all that bad last season. They finished second behind Manchester City. Well, it's quite amazing, but you know, they still finished second. You know, but yes, he'll be thinking to himself he can go all the way. Remember, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer at some point last season had a winning streak. He had the best form away from home.
From home, yeah,
had a
United.
Winning streak at some point, was winning every single game. When they are at their best, they can be very dangerous. And you know, sometimes the manager don't even have to do so much. You know, he's got Cavani, he's got players who can just, who are very good, who are very talented, who can get the job done without too much coaching. So yes, I think they should be going for the title. They should be going for the Premier League title, and you know, just win something. If they can't win the Premier League title, win the cup titles, win the FA Cup, which is very prestigious. So they've just got to win. If they don't win anything this season, I'm not sure how long Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is going to remain. I'm not sure how much patience, are the board member going to keep on with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer if he doesn't win something? Are they going to be patient with him? You know, because they're investing a lot of money and he's not getting something done. He's not winning. So the problem with spending money for a football club is the more the money, the more the pressure.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you don't just want to spend money. When the money was not a lot for Frank Lampard, when he managed that team to play in the Champions League next season during the ban for Chelsea, he wasn't under much pressure. If he didn't qualify for the Champions League, you'd still say, he did well, maybe he qualified for Europa League. But when that money came on, and they spend that money, remember, you know, he was sacked. He couldn't finish the season. And that was where you brought on Thomas Tuchel. So the more money a club spent, why that is good, you've got to be ready for the pressure. And that's the question for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Is he ready for the pressure this season at Manchester United?
All right, for you, David, give him time with all the signings he's made. Two signings, not like he's made a truckload of signings, but he's got a new shape and a new look to his team now. Here, Varane coming in, Jadon Sancho coming in. Rashford will be out, according to reports, if he undergoes that surgery for about 12 weeks. And maybe we might see a couple of more signings from United. There's also the interest in Borussia Dortmund's Erling Haaland. But a major title for Ole, or let's start off with a title at the very least, be it the Carabao Cup, like Chidi said, or the FA Cup, then we graduate to winning titles. Because you look at last season, like I said, to the finals of the Europa League where they lost. So what will it be for you, a realistic target for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer?
Well, for me, as a Manchester United fan, speaking from a fan angle at this point in time, I would say, realistically, I'll give Ole, he should win a trophy first. Then that will propel him to going for more bigger trophies. First of all, if he has progressed from semi-final. He went to the final last season.
Now he's gotten to the finals.
He has gotten to the final. So the next step, based on the signings he has made, and those are big name signings that really sends a message to the opposition team that is competing against. So basically for me, I think he should just win a title, and that title probably the FA Cup. But basically United should go on goal for the Premier League next season.
All right, the Premier League for next season, that's the upper season, but for now,
this upcoming season.
Premier League title. So we have City who need to win the Premier League, we have Chelsea who need to win the Premier League as well.
But United finished second last season. They should be one that will be
go one step better
than even any other team, apart from Man City.
Okay, interesting thoughts. Let's take your thoughts very quickly on Facebook before we go on to Liverpool. Good afternoon, guys. More like on WhatsApp, I beg your pardon. Good afternoon, guys. Happy New Month. Happy New Month to you too. Arsenal must make the top four or Arteta out. Tuchel is no different from Roberto Di Matteo. Man United to win the league. This is coming in from Nero Cello from Ogudu. And that's your target for these managers. All right. Interesting thoughts. Please, when you send us messages, leave us your name and location so our team can track our connection over there from that particular part. Good afternoon, Chideberry. Please, I want to correct something. I beg. Chelsea have won UEFA Super Cup before. In 1998, CFC defeated Real Madrid. Okay, Marcel from Ikotu. Marcel, that was actually my mistake. So thank you very much for that correction. Now I remember, yes, defeating Real Madrid by a goal to nil. I think that was played in Budapest, if I'm not mistaken. So thank you very much for that correction. More like Marcel. All right, more messages here. Yes, I've seen your message. You didn't leave us your name, but also talking about the same correction of Chelsea winning the Super Cup. Hello, my name is Ayodeji from Moway. Pep Guardiola may never win the Champions League for Manchester City. Remember, Mourinho couldn't win it for Chelsea even when he was at the peak of his career. Expect less from him this season. That's Guardiola. EPL title is more realistic for him. However, Chelsea has won, all right, the Super Cup. Realistic target for Chelsea this season is the Premier League. And it says, thank you. Meanwhile, anything can happen. This is football. It is a shocker. All right. Thank you very much, Ayodeji, for your message. Good afternoon, Femi and the gang. Up Man City Less noise and more action. John from Unilag sends in that message. Hi, guys. Good afternoon. Good afternoon to you too. Well, as a Premier League fan and a Chelsea fan, the realistic finish for Chelsea going into the new season is unless Chelsea gets a world-class striker, they will just be all around the top four. But if Chelsea gets a top striker, then they should be contending for winning the league. All right, your name is Boale from Lagos sends in that message. Good afternoon, my people. Believe it or not, Enyimba FC is just like a national club by the composition of their players. You can know what I'm saying if every other club should emulate the system. All right, this is Canis AK. Thank you very much for your message. All right, okay, more messages here. Manchester United. Okay, all right, let's try more messages. More recent messages. Good afternoon, guys. If Manchester City did not win the UCL next season, then it's a failure. I can't wait for the season to start. This is Samson from Akute. Okay, Samson. All right. Good afternoon, guys. I'm Precious from Gagada. For me, my number one is obviously Tuchel because I'm a Chelsea fan. Two, Pep. Three, Klopp, Rodgers, and Spurs current. All right. Precious, we're talking about targets for the new. All right. I see the more recent messages now. Good afternoon, guys. I'm Precious from Gagada. I think Chelsea should prioritize two trophies, the Premier League, because it has been 4 years we won it, and the UEFA Super Cup because we have never lifted before. Actually, they have won the Super Cup before, Precious. I'm Einstein, the agent of Haaland from... Okay, you're just playing jokes on me now. Good afternoon and happy new month to everyone in the house. As a United fan, one major trophy to us next season is to great success... Okay, a bit of a disjointed thoughts there, but thank you very much for your messages. Thank you for sending them in. And now let's talk about this club, and they're known as Arsenal. While they sing the song, they'll win the game. We hope for good fortunes for Arsenal. Kicking off the Premier League season against Brentford away from home, what will the season look like for the Gunners? It was a stinker of a campaign last time out for them as they finished 8th outside the top 4 and outside the European places as well. Arsenal could only garner 61 points from 38 matches played last season. No titles whatsoever for them. So the question now is, with all the patches and incomings expected at Arsenal, they completed the signing of Ben White from Brighton for £50 million earlier in the week. And then they're also looking at certain players. Manuel Locatelli from Sassuolo has also been touted, but we know his preferred destination is to remain in Italy and go to Juventus. There's also been talks about Leicester City's James Maddison as well for Arsenal. Will they be able to get that one over the line? That remains to be seen. Leicester will only be tempted with a fee in the region of £70+ million to let go of Maddison as well. Chidiberi, we've talked about Arsenal time and again. Sometimes it seems like extra criticisms for the Gunners, but champions of the FA Cup last season, outside the European places last season, they finished 8th. What should Arsenal... You think, Chidi, and this is me just saying, the fact that they're not playing in Europe next season, or majorly next season, should be a blessing in disguise for Arsenal. What should be the target for
the
manager?
Make the Europa League.
Not even the Champions League, the Europa League.
Why would he... you can't just jump there now. I think Arsenal targets... I mean, and that's a realistic target. the unrealistic target will be make Champions League. No, you can't make Champions League. Trust me.
That was cheating, not me.
No, you can't make Arsenal can't make Champions League. I am sorry for the other caller who really wanted us to talk about Arsenal. But that's the truth. If Arsenal fans will tell themselves the truth, they're not on the level. They don't have the manager to make Champions League football right now. You look at the managers who want to make Champions League. Even in Leicester City is in a higher position to make Champions League than Arsenal. Let's be frank. You know, in Leicester City, Leicester finished in the, I think they dropped in the top four, right?
Yeah, they finished in the Europa League places.
Okay. So, you know, it's crazy. Arsenal can't make Champions League football. They'll be lucky to make Europa League football.
You say that with every sense.
No, but that's the truth. I mean, even though that sounds funny because Arsene Wenger left, you know, 3-4 seasons ago and look at where Arsenal, he'll look back and be like, ah,
Is this the same team?
This is not the same team I left. You know, there's a downward slide the mentality. The players don't see themselves as, you know, there's a big change at Arsenal, and that big change, it's not just happened physically, it's also happened mentally. Arsene Wenger with this squad will fight for a Champions League finish, but not an Arteta. Arteta is an average manager. He only came, you know, and had a managerial bounce. When a new manager comes to a new team, there's always this, you know, little shake. I think he won the cup. He won the FA Cup, right, with Arsenal.
Yeah, last season.
You know, but I mean, you know, he had this shake up, and you know, and I really don't know, man. Arteta, it's tough. You know, I'll even prefer a Steven Gerrard who's won the title with Rangers to coach an Arsenal than an Arteta who doesn't have an you know, he was just Pep Guardiola's, he was one of the coaching guys in Pep Guardiola's team when Pep won the Premier League. So I don't know. Arsenal, realistically, their target this season will be to make Europa League. And they'll be lucky to make it Europa League. and it's no joke. Look, there are teams ahead of Arsenal. Let's count the top four first.
But those teams, Chidi, will be playing in European football. So I'm thinking that should help Arsenal.
That's not going to be an excuse.
That should help them.
Trust me, that's not going to be an excuse.
Okay.
It might help Arsenal, but it will not affect the other teams. It might affect them because of player tiredness and jet lag, but you know, I really don't know if Arsenal can take the advantage. I don't see Arsenal finishing in the top four next season. I think, you know, top four now. Good thing we have the 1.0 Europa League 1.0, which is the what's it called? I forgot.
Conference League.
Yeah, the Conference League. So if Arsenal don't make the Europa League, at least they'll make the Conference League, which means if you finish seventh on the table, you can make the Conference League. So Arsenal will be hoping to make the Conference League, and thanks to UEFA doing that for Arsenal. And I mean, they're playing league competition, which is important. You know, they're playing international competition, which is important. But realistically, Liverpool, Manchester City, Manchester United, Chelsea, they look like they are top four teams, right? You look at Tottenham Hotspur, should be in the top seven. Leicester City should be in the top seven. Who again? I think there's one big team I've not mentioned.
Liverpool?
Who should be? I've mentioned Liverpool. But yes, you know, you've got to count the boys who've got the quality, who've got the managerial quality as well, the player quality and the managerial quality. Arsenal, you know, yes, they've got Ben White this season, but you know, Ben White is, I don't know, I really don't know. We don't know what to expect from Ben White. At least we could see, Ben White is a pretty decent defender who can improve. So
it would be a big surprise, Madison or the Sassuolo man to come in as well.
Will that upgrade push them further
to achieving not just the Europa League finish, but the Champions League.
So the problem with Arsenal is beyond just having exciting players. It's mentality. They like I said earlier, they have gone down, you know, they've gone down the mental slope. They need to believe again. Arsenal don't believe again. You look at the way they play, look at the way they give up in games. We all saw them last season. It's either they were drawing games or they were losing games against Wolves, against even at home or away from home, even with Aubameyang, even with Lacazette. And you know, Saka, you can't put the club's hope on Saka. You know, it's just a young man who is still developing, and you know, he can only do so much for you. So yes, the first step will be to get those exciting players. The second step will be to be strong mentally, to have that mental astuteness, and you know, just be strong mentally and know that, look, we can do it. We can go and fight for top four. We can do it. But since Wenger left, they got Unai Emery, I mean, you know, he took them like 4 years backwards, and they got, you know, I mean, even though they played in the Europa League final, but they lost in that Europa League final to Chelsea.
And they got to the semi-finals last season, narrowly lost to Villarreal, who got to the final.
Who were the winners? a game they should have won, right? A game they should have won. And all they needed to do in that game was against Vera Olympiacos. It was Olympiacos who knocked them out. They needed to score one goal in that game. One goal in that game to qualify to the semi-final, and they failed. So it's sad. It's sad the way things are at Arsenal. I think they need a mentor. They need a psychologist to boost their morale. That team needs to start thinking like champions again. And it's a new face in the Premier League. If you look at the way things are, it's a new face in the Premier League. The Arsenals of this world, the Manchester Uniteds of this world, they are just taking the backseat a little for the Manchester Cities and Chelsea's to dominate. But Arsenal need to get something right. And aside getting it right with the player quality, they also need to get it right mentally. They need that mental state of mind to know that, look, we can go and fight the big boys and get the job done.
They never walk alone. Liverpool Football Club last season was not the best for Jurgen Klopp and his side, as they suffered injuries which ultimately ruled them out of top level competition for all of the trophies they faced last season. Virgil van Dijk is back alongside Joe Gomez, but there's still a long way from full participation with the side, according to their manager Jurgen Klopp. No definitive date when it comes to their proper participation with the first team. They've had some, pre-season minutes under their belt. But what will happen to Liverpool Football Club this season? Knocked out of the Champions League in the second round by Atletico Madrid. That's Liverpool... Real Madrid, more like. Not Atletico Madrid, if I'm not mistaken. Last season seems like a distant memory these days because of the European Championships. But they were knocked out of the competition by Liverpool in the quarterfinals. Not the second round. It was the quarterfinals, knocked out by Real Madrid. Finished third in the league, 69 points from 38 matches. Disappointing for the team that won the title the season before very, very comfortably. And... the cup competitions were not as good as well for Liverpool Football Club. Couldn't get to the latter stages of those competitions. But David, very quickly come to you. You know the story with Liverpool Football Club. If you look at what they've done, they've been quite quiet. They've let Gini Wijnaldum leave for PSG, free transfer. They've been linked with a host of players. Sal Niguez, the man from Atletico Madrid, has been linked. No official offers, linked with so many other players. They've not been actively involved in transfer market. But do they have the squad to go on and win titles? Obviously, you would say yes. But what will be that target for Jurgen Klopp?
Basically, after losing out of the Premier League title last season, losing out in almost all the competitions they were involved in last season, finishing third by the last stanza of the season. So I think Jurgen Klopp with Ibrahim Konate that they brought in, because Liverpool had a lot of defensive issues last season. We all remember the 4-0 thrashing or 4-1 thrashing by Man City, where Phil Foden completely ran ragged of that defense. So basically, I think Jurgen Klopp should... Liverpool are Liverpool. They won the league 2 seasons ago. They got to the final 3 years ago before... Yeah, they won the Champions League 3 years ago. And Liverpool have completely... They have been good so far in the... Well, let's say past 5 years, Liverpool have upped the ante from their former managers. Brendan Rodgers started the comeback and the resilience in the Liverpool side. And Jurgen Klopp died down a bit, then resurrected the side. So, for me, Liverpool next season should go for... the Premier League title, certainly. They have the squad that can challenge for the title, barring injuries. Because if injuries crop up and a lot of players, Mane, Salah, Firmino, who they have brought in Jota last season to kind of replace the or bring in another style to the team. So Liverpool should go for the league title, barring injuries.
All right, the league title for Liverpool Football Club. Chidi, do you support that notion? Should the league be priority for Liverpool, or you think they should be gunning for the Champions League trophy?
I think the league, to be fair, they had a very tough season. I think they're playing the Champions League. They qualified for the Champions League, and it was a tough one finishing even in the Champions League last season. But yes, they had a very tough season with Virgil van Dijk, a lot of defensive injuries, but good to see those defenders returning now and playing. They had a 7-goal thrill against Hertha Berlin some days back, I think on Thursday, and it's going to be interesting how they're going to carry on this season. I think they need a few signings. They need one or two signings. I think they've made one signing. Konate, yes, from Leipzig. So yeah, they brought in Konate after they lost Wijnaldum to PSG. So it's interesting. Let's see how the season goes. They need players to step up this season. Chamberlain had an injury-struck season last term, even though he was able to play a few games. But they need him fit and firing this season. And Minamino went on loan to Southampton in January. They need him to be firing as well. So they look exciting. They only need to they just need their fire back. They need to restart their fire. And when Liverpool are firing, they can be very, very dangerous. Last season was not the best of season for them. But if they sort out their injury worries this season, I think they can go all the way and compete at all fronts.
All right, so for Liverpool, it's all about sorting out their problems and get a couple of more signings and they will be good to go. The target should be, according to David and, of course, Chidi Abere, the league title, getting back. I think that league title is going to be very, very feistily competed for when it comes to the Premier League. But let's talk about all the climbs across Europe, and let's go all the way to the Spanish La Liga and look at the targets for all of these sides. Very, very important season in La Liga. Atletico Madrid, can they retain their title? They won last time out. It was very, very impressive from Diego Simeone's side as they won the title on the final day, pipping Real Madrid to that one, Zinedine Zidane's side, finishing just behind the champions. Atletico Madrid, Los Colchoneros, like they are called, acquired the services of Barcelona great, that's Luis Suarez, and that added to their armory as they did go on to win the title. Luis Suarez, obviously the top scorer for them, contributing to that success. Chidi, big season for all of the three in Spain, Atletico Madrid, Real Madrid, and of course Barcelona. Let's just wrap up the whole of Spain very quickly. The targets for these sides, Atletico Madrid, what you say, win the title. Real Madrid, getting it has to be the title for all of these three sides.
Absolutely. I mean, Atletico winning last season was, it's something that happens once in a while. It doesn't happen all the time, but we know Atletico. They were strengthened by the addition of Luis Suarez. I think if Suarez didn't join Atletico Madrid, I don't think they would have been champions. He was able to score, I think, around 15 goals, if not 15 plus goals last season for them. And look where his goals brought him. In fact, he scored in that final game for them and he performed. For Barcelona, they'll be, look, for teams, the interesting thing about teams in Spain is when they're going into the season, number one priority is both league, both Champions League, everything is number one. Because I mean, we're talking about some of the biggest clubs in the world, Barcelona, Real Madrid. Winning the league title is not okay, it's not enough for Barcelona. They want to win. Barca every season should be winning every title there is, every European title, every local domestic title. So yes, the same for Real Madrid. They've got Don Carlo Ancelotti back now. They've got quality still. Karim Benzema is in there. We're still waiting if they're going to bring on Mbappe or to see any attack. They need to bring on someone. Obviously the Eden Hazard experiment has not worked, so they need somebody. They brought on Eden Hazard to replace Ronaldo, but Hazard hasn't worked. He's not stayed fit, so they need to bring on someone who can play that role, who can stay fit, and that's why the Mbappe conversation comes in. Will Mbappe join? If Mbappe doesn't join this season, then he'll be joining them for free next season. PSG don't want that. So maybe they need to find a way to allow Mbappe sign a one-year contract. So maybe he'll leave for a reasonable amount next season, or Mbappe leaves this season, then, or he leaves for free. I'm not sure he wants to leave for free, because PSG will not benefit if he leaves for free. I think they'll find a way to reach a reasonable arrangement. Mbappe clearly wants to play in other leagues aside the French Ligue 1. So yes, for all the teams in Spain, it's got to be go out there and win the Champions League, win the La Liga, win the cup titles, win everything, you know, because like I said, these are some of the biggest teams, biggest club sides in the world. These are teams who tower above most of the Premier League teams. I mean, I dare to say all of the Premier League teams, like, you know, in terms of titles and everything, there's no team who... Well, if you're trying to rank teams, the Barcelona and Real Madrid of this world will rank ahead of any team in the Premier League, any team in the world, basically. So because of what they've done in the past and because of how big they are. So yes, you know, it's got to be going there and win everything, really, for these top teams. For Atletico Madrid, they will try again to win the La Liga title. And if they do it, that will be enough for them.
David, very quickly, your thoughts on the Spanish La Liga targets for the new season. Chido Berrio says the league is important for all of these three teams. With the signings made by, let's concentrate on the top two, Barcelona and Real Madrid. In 20 seconds, what should these two sides be gunning for?
The league title.
As well, people will just kill this league title.
The league title. For me, basically, for Barcelona, they have signed Memphis, signed Eric Garcia, who went on a free from Man City to Barcelona. They also signed Sergio Kun Aguero, also left to Barcelona. They are making notable signings towards the title, and that could just pour them on for the title. And Barcelona, for me, are a huge favorite for the La Liga title this upcoming season. And Real Madrid are not really there. They are not at par with Barcelona in terms of the signings they have made this season, but they should go for the league title. And Barcelona, for me, are huge favorite for the league title coming the next coming season.
All right, how about the push for the Champions League, Chidi? I mean, Aguero in Paris for Barca. Everyone's obviously looking Paris Saint-Germain, but I think it's still a developing squad. But with Aguero coming in and other players as well for Barca, Real Madrid, you've spoken about the Eden Hazard experiment failing. Mbappe may or may not come in. But, I mean, don't any of these two sides have the quality to take away that Champions League title from Chelsea going into the new season?
Well, it's of course. I mean, I think they've got the quality, and Barca are looking very dangerous. By the way, you just mentioned Aguero.
They may not have the managers. I mean, Ancelotti.
Well, sometimes you really don't need a lot of managers. Sometimes you don't need the best manager. If you have the best players, you can do it. They've got Aguero. They've got Messi. Messi will be licking his lips, rekindling his partnership with Sergio Kun Aguero. You've got Memphis Depay. So you've got players who are arriving at Barcelona who want to show quality, and they've been training together, they've been trying to build chemistry during preseason now. And Aguero still's got game in him. He's just 32 or 31, and he's still got like 3-4 more years to play. They're going to be a very dangerous team, Barcelona. Messi will be very happy. I mean, he's already taking a pay cut, according to reports.
Yeah.
$250 per week just to remain at Barcelona. But he signed a 5-year deal, which I think that's where he's going to
recoup
all the money. Yeah, it's just a smart thing to do. I mean, anyone who thought of that was very smart. So they know Messi is 33 or 34 and he can't play for long, so they just did that maths. But I think Barca are going to be very dangerous come next season. Like I said, Aguero, Depay, Messi, those are three very dangerous, and it's an overhaul if you look at it, you know, up front for Barcelona. So usually we used to have Griezmann, maybe Braithwaite, they've got Pedri as well, who's
youngster,
who is an incredible talent. He played all the games for Spain at the European Championships.
There's also Dembele,
Dembele. Yeah, maybe he'll come off the bench at some point. There's also Griezmann, who you know, who is fantastic. So it's going to be is a good headache now for Ronald Koeman. How is he going to play? How does he want to deploy his team? Aguero should be a starter in that team. Messi, obviously, a starter. And Depay will now have to fight for a place. He'll now be a fight between Depay or Griezmann. But then, again, it still depends on the formation the manager wants to play. If the manager play an Aguero up front, play three forwards behind him, behind Aguero, so that's like playing four people in the farther area of the pitch. So he could decide to play Griezmann, Depay, Messi, and then play Aguero up front. And then in midfield, play Pedri and play Busquets, you know. And they've got a few other players. They've got the man from the Dutch league, forgotten his name, who you can also add in that midfield. And yes, you know, Barca look very dangerous next season. And it's going to be interesting to see how these new buys are going to add. And this is where Real Madrid are going to shoot themselves in the foot. Madrid need to buy. We know, you know, these are the two big dogs in Spain. When Barca are buying, Madrid need to be buying. That's the only way you can compete against them. You know, you need to get a Galactico. And that Galactico out there is Mbappe. But unfortunately, it's probably very difficult to get Mbappe right now, but Barca have got their players. They've got Aguero and they've got Messi and they've got Depay.
David, let's talk Serie A. Italian Football League will be starting very soon as well. Last season out, Inter Milan, crown champions, they don't have their new manager in Antonio Conte anymore. This days is the Lazio man, Inzaghi, who's at the helm of affairs for them. Will be a difficult campaign for Inter. Romelu Lukaku is staying by the look of things. Juventus, Ronaldo is staying as well. Roma, are they going to be Roma like we know them to be these days? Maurizio Sarri is also back in management in Italy. We also hear that that's with
Mourinho.
With Roma. And Maurizio Sarri, where's Sarri gone to? Lazio. Sarri's with Lazio these days as well. We've also got, there's a manager I'm trying to figure out now in the Italian Serie A. So there's so many quality in the Serie A these days. You think, For Juventus, they've wanted European success, but they couldn't find it over the last couple of seasons. Should that still be what they're gunning for? Or, having lost the title to Inter surely will be going for European football. But for Juventus, should they be focusing more on reclaiming the title or pushing for that European title again?
I think Juventus can shuttle between the
Serie A
and also the Champions League. Why? Because the Serie A, this upcoming season, looks like it's not going to be as... even though managerial changes have been made, but I don't think they have teams that will really challenge Juventus for this upcoming season. Mourinho is at Roma, Inzaghi is at Inter. Inter have Lukaku, they have other amazing player, Lautaro Martinez, even though Ashley Young left them for, I think, Aston Villa or so. So they have good players, but I don't think they can challenge Juventus. So Juventus can take the league title early enough and then go on for the Champions League when they have already wrapped up the Serie A. So the Champions League should be their main target. Remember, they have Maximiliano Allegri, the only manager that has taken them to two Champions League finals. I don't even know why they let him go then.
In the first place.
It was a wrong decision for bringing in Sarri and then bringing in a young Andrea Pirlo, who was just learning on the job. So Allegri, he just has one more thing to do. Just go one step further by winning the Champions League. And I think he can do that with Ronaldo in his side.
All right, interesting one. It will be for the Italian Serie A. Do you see Mourinho? He's got to be the biggest attraction for the Serie A this season, not just on about what he can say and what he can do pre and post match as well. But for him personally, Mourinho and his Roma side, I mean, disastrous season, you want to say, last time out. But getting into European Champions League, first target?
Certainly, Paulo Fonseca didn't do pretty much very well last season, as you rightly said. So Mourinho, being that he's a big manager, this is not just any kind of manager, although the trajectory of his last three jobs has been down, down, down. But basically, Mourinho is an amazing manager. We all know his track record and what he has done over the years. So getting them to the Champions League would be nice. You remember AC Milan also went to the Champions League last season. First time in, I think, about 7 or 8 years. The last time when they played against Liverpool or so in one of the group stages, I remember then. So the Mourinho taking Roma to the Champions League would be something big, an achievement, seeing that this is his first season at Roma. So... yeah, he can do that, and I hope he takes them to the Champions League and then comes back better and stronger and being a big manager that he is.
All right, Chidi, let's talk Bayern Munich and the German Bundesliga. Also another one hotting up, Bayern, Leipzig, and of course Borussia. contenders for the title, but specifically talking about Bayern Munich, new manager at the helm of affairs for them. They didn't quite do what was expected of them, retaining their UEFA Champions League title. Struggled a bit in the league to claim that one as well last time out. But same of the same for Bayern Munich and the new manager?
Well, same of the same. I talked about them earlier. By the way, they lost their one of their friendly games against Napoli. 3-0
Shocking.
Osimhen scoring two in that game. Obviously, I think the easy way to score against the Bayern goalkeeper is to shoot away from the 18-yard. But yes, it's going to be same of the same. They look pretty good. They look pretty good. They've got Sané. Bayern have found a way to keep renewing themselves every year. And just when you think, was just a few years back, we're talking about Arjen Robben and Ribery, who were the linchpin for that team. These days, they're no longer there. They found a way to get a new squad, a new set of players. They've got, of course, Kimmich has always been in there after Lam left. But now they've got the likes of Sané, they've got Serge Gnabry, Lewandowski, obviously, in there. And they've got other players. There's a young player coming up, the young German international, who is also coming up there. So they've got players in a lot of departments. Kingsley Coman is also in there. It's going to be hard not seeing Bayern retain the title. The chase for Bayern is not to win the title this season. It will be to win the Champions League. It will be for a clean sweep, really. It's going to be win everything. That's always what they go, because there's no better team in the Bundesliga than Bayern. And you know why the likes of Dortmund, Leipzig, Mönchengladbach are all selling teams. Bayern are not a selling team. They don't sell their stars. They keep their stars. So when you're a team with that sort of pedigree and with what they've done in Europe, you know, you don't expect them. Remember, we're talking about a team who beat Barcelona 8-2. Was it 8-2 or 8-3? Two seasons back. So they're a big team. Because they didn't do as much in the Champions League last season, doesn't mean they can't go all the way in the final this season. They got hungry players who want to make a mark for themselves. And I don't see anything below them, you know, getting to the latter stages of the Champions League and winning the Bundesliga title.
All right, Bayern Munich, we'll wait to see how they do pan out. But how about Paris Saint-Germain, David? So much busy transfer they've had, Ramos, Gini Wijnaldum, Donnarumma as well. Mauricio Pochettino has got to be the man under the most pressure now in world football. With all of these stars being acquired, you think if he doesn't deliver the Champions League, last time out they finished in the semi-finals, season before they got to the finals, now they have to go on and win it.
Yeah, certainly. Mauricio Pochettino with
another league title doesn't count, right?
Certainly.
Even though they lost it last time.
Seems like Manchester City and now Paris Saint-Germain don't look at the league title as something that, although it's big, it's a big huge trophy, but Champions League is the gongo and the glory land. So Mauricio Pochettino with Donnarumma is an amazing goalkeeper. I don't even know why AC Milan let him go. Best goalkeeper at the Euros. Sergio Ramos, who was also the tail end of last season, he had an injury that kept him out. So he's an amazing player, although he gets into probably his last legs, but he's a defender and he has been amazing over the years. He also got in the last player. They also got in an amazing addition into the squad after Sergio Ramos. So Gini Wijnaldum. Yeah, Gini Wijnaldum from Liverpool is
Gianluigi
Donnarumma. These are amazing, amazing players. Last season they lost out to Manchester City, even though the away goal rule this season has been completely, they have thrown it away. So teams like Paris Saint-Germain, Bayern Munich lost to Paris Saint-Germain on the away goal. Imagine that was available last season. Bayern Munich might have even gone ahead to the final without Lewandowski. So basically PSG should go for the Champions League, certainly. And if Mauricio Pochettino doesn't get it, I think he should be let go, because he has all at his disposal and he just needs to do the job.
As it is. All right, big season. It promises to be ahead. Very quickly, guys, if we may, who's of all of the targets we've set for this size, which is the most likely, which club do you think is most likely going to fail at these targets of all the top sides across Europe? And probably we'll see the manager depart.
I think Pep will fail. I think you have a problem with Pep. But the thing is, you know, the funny thing is the Champions League final has got a trajectory, okay? So if you go to the final and you fail to win, you come the next season, you win it. So Liverpool did it. I think one more team also did it in the last few years. And, you know, going to the final, Liverpool against Real Madrid, and going to the final the next season.
It didn't work out for PSG. And final before, semi-final last time out.
Yeah, but they didn't get to the final.
He also worked out for Juventus as well.
Okay, you're talking about if they play in two finals consecutively. Yeah. Okay.
Two back-to-back finals, you know, they've got the chance because now you're coming with that experience of playing in that last final. And, but yeah, Man City are going to find it tough. I don't know. Arsenal, can Arsenal make Europa League? I doubt it. I really do doubt it. I don't believe in Arteta. I don't believe he's the manager who can give the Arsenal team that, you know, that mental strength of champions. Tell them, look, you can go out there and perform against some of the big boys. I really don't know. But Juve, PSG, I think these teams, the team who is likely not to meet their target next season, I would say Real Madrid.
Oh. Real Madrid?
Yeah, they've got Carlo Ancelotti. And if they don't make a signing, if they don't make any signing, any attack-minded signing, if they don't get Mbappe, I really don't see how Benzema has carried that team since Ronaldo left. I don't know if he can carry them again this season. So that's going to be a big question. And you know, I don't see them. They might not. I'm not sure they will win the La Liga title, but I don't see them winning the Champions League title.
All right, interesting thoughts, David, very quickly in 10 seconds.
Yeah, for teams that I give targets for next season, Manchester City for the Champions League, certainly. To go for the Champions League, I don't think
they'll
get it. Real Madrid as well, to go for the league title, I don't think they'll also get it. But Paris Saint-Germain and FC Bayern, those two sides who are looking closer. No, Bayern are not looking closer. They won it from a few years back. But Paris Saint-Germain are looking closer than ever to getting that Champions League based on the signings they have gotten.
So
basically, Bayern and Paris Saint-Germain, teams that could possibly meet the target.
Okay, 0700-993-993-993. We're prepping to exit the studio for the next set of broadcast, more like, which is the BBC. But let's hear from you. Turn down the volume of your radio set when you call in and keep it as short as possible so we can get through as many calls as we can. For our ladies, 01465-7190. Good afternoon to you. Hello. Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Sylvester. I'm calling from Ebutemeta.
Welcome, Sylvester.
Yeah, I'm going to shock you guys. Bayern Munich is not going to retain the Bundesliga.
Okay. Reason
because they changed the manager in Nagelsmann. I was in the RB Leipzig former coach.
Hansi Flick.
He has more experience. Don't try to fight. He plays a very free-flowing football. He has the quality in Lewandowski and so Kimmich and other Goretzka. You understand? If you watch what they have been playing in preseason, I'm not impressed. Despite the fact many people will say that preseason, you don't use preseason to judge what is the outcome of the season. Quite all right. They have been a very good favorite to land the Bundesliga, but changing a manager is a very, very, very difficult thing to do. Very, very difficult thing to do. I don't think they will retain. Even though they are going to retain, it's going to be a very tight fight between them and both Borussia Dortmund. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much for calling in, Sylvester. Good afternoon to you.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. What's your name?
Samuel Samwine. My name is Samuel.
All right, Samuel Samwine, number two. Okay. Oh, you don't like wine?
No, I like wine.
Okay, go ahead with your contribution.
Okay, so I want to take you back to that Liverpool winning the league.
Okay.
It's Liverpool we are talking about, though. They're not winning the league till 30 years coming up. Normal.
Okay.
Arsenal will make Conference League, not Europa. Conference
League.
Yes, okay for this.
Okay.
Like Chelsea, I believe Chelsea is winning the league and Super Cup, possibly Champions League final.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling in.